Invite the children to come up. How are you today? Watch my. What's this? That's what it looks like, but today it's something different. Because today I didn't have a mirror I thought I had in my desk. So today this is a mirror. We'll just pretend, okay? But what happens when you breathe on a mirror? Breathe on it. Right, it fogs up, right? And I'll give you a different place to breathe. And you can mark in it, right? You can mark stuff when it fogs up. The breath is a really important part of our life. Why is that? That's right. If you're not breathing, you're not alive. So it's very important that we breathe. And it is fun, or at least I always thought it was fun, to draw in my breath. When my dad used to drive us in the winter, I would sit there in the back of the car blowing on the window and drawing stuff, and we drove fast people. Not that other people ever do that, but I used to really enjoy doing that. And sometimes, have you ever left a message for somebody on the bathroom mirror? Like when the bathroom mirror fogs up and you write something on there for somebody? Well, I've done that before. Be sure it's a nice message when you do it. But the thing about breath is we need it to live. We know it's real because you can feel it when you blow out, right? You can see it when you blow it on a shiny surface. You can, even the fog that it creates allows you to write stuff, which is kind of like fog it creates on there. Today we talk about breath, and we're talking about God's breath and the importance of God's breath for all of creation. When we read the lessons, what we see is that it's God's breath that gives life. And if you remember way back the story of Genesis and Adam and Eve, it said God formed Adam and breathed into him. So his breath is what gave life to Adam and Eve and to all the creatures that God made. Depend on breath. And the psalm we're going to read today talks about the importance of breath, and that God gives breath, and that gives life, and God takes breath away, and that's what happens when we die, is that our breath no longer works, no longer part of us. And God then is the giver of life, and he also is with us even when we die, and the breath goes back to God. But the thing about it is that breath goes out and brings life to other creatures and to other people. As long as God's breath works in the world, life comes and is created. And Jesus talks about a special kind of breathing, and that is there's a word that's used for breath in the Bible, and that word can mean breath, like when we breathe, but it can also mean spirit. And Jesus uses that word to talk about the Holy Spirit. And he tells his disciples that when he goes away, he's going to leave the Holy Spirit with them. And the Holy Spirit will come into their lives like breath comes into our lives. And that the Holy Spirit will be with us. And the Holy Spirit will help us and guide us and lead us as we seek to follow Jesus. And as we try to tell others about Jesus, not only with our words, but with how we live our life and what we do. So the next time you see a mirror or a CD with the back, remember God's breath, and remember that that breath is a sign of God's love, both the breath that we breathe that gives us life, but also the breath that is the Holy Spirit that comes into us in our baptism when we become part of the Church of Christ. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the gift of breath. Help us to remember each time we breathe that you are the giver of life. And help us remember that your breath gives life to all creatures. We thank you also for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Use it to help us share your love. In Jesus' name. And all the people say, Amen. Thank you for coming up.